Dr. Kapinski dictating a male IME on Victor Saez, S-A-E-Z. Victor Saez is a 32-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/13/20. Appeared a foreman told him to get in the back of a construction cart and flip it over. Apparently he fell and landed on his right outstretched arm. But as a result, he believes he injured his shoulder and thumb and went to the emergency room in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Paired, he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery and completed treatment approximately 1 year ago. Paired, the rest of that is normal. General, in paragraph. As for the record, supply to first report of injury was completed on 7/13/20. Paired. Medical records show Mr. Saez was seen by Dr. Levenstein, L-E-V-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, on 8/24/20, complaining of right shoulder pain and weakness. Period. He had been working for a temp, and a foreman asked him to hop into a golf cart. Period. The golf cart fell onto the patient when he went to get in. Period. He stated tools, and the golf cart fell onto him, and he subsequently fell to the ground, sustaining injury to the right shoulder. Period. He had been to Nazareth, where he underwent x-rays. Period. He had also undergone an MRI of the shoulder on 8/11/20 that showed rotator cuff tendonitis and subchondral cyst. Period. He had limited range of motion on exam and was rendered diagnoses of right rotator cuff sprain, comma, impingement syndrome, comma, and right shoulder pain. Paired, Dr. Levenstein scheduled him for a steroid injection. Paired, Mr. Saez returned on 9/11/20 and accepted such an injection. Paired, he reported 50% improvement on 10/19/20. Period. Another injection was given on that day. Period. On 11/2/20, he told Dr. Levenstein he had not worked since the injury on 7/13/20. Period. He had a workers' compensation deposition the following day. Period. He was to continue various medications that were prescribed, along with physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He continued to see Dr. Levenstein over the next several months, during which time additional conservative treatment was rendered, where this included PENS, P-E-N-S, therapy. Period. As on the last visit of 7/27/21, he was there for his 12th PENS session. Period. He was to continue therapy and EMS at home. Period. Remains symptomatic with pain. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 5/24/21 when he wrote an addendum. Period. He actually evaluated the petitioner on 5/13/21 in the form of a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He wrote the open MRI of the shoulder from 8/11/20 revealed a rotator cuff tendinosis and tendinopathy with no evidence of rotator cuff tear. Period. There were degenerative changes at the acromioclavicular joint but no evidence of labral tearing. Period. He reviewed the progress notes from Dr. Levenstein. Period. He also reviewed notes from spinal care, which was run by Dr. Capuano, C-A-P-U-A-N-O, a chiropractic physician. Period. Dr. Lipschultz observed he was initially evaluated there on 7 22:20 and continued through 10:31:20. Per the diagnosis throughout those records was, quote, right shoulder pain, period, end quote. There was no mention of cervical radiculopathy, period. He had also been seen by orthopedics, but those records were not presently available, period. Dr. Lipschultz concluded there was no indication he had a cervical spine injury from 7:23:20. 7:13:20, period. He had multiple shoulder injections and extensive non-operative management. But the MRI was relatively, quote, benign, period, end quote. He felt a direct MRI arthrogram was indicated. Period. The complaints of pain radiating from his shoulder down to his hand with numbness of the hand appears to be new. Period. He did not relate those symptoms to the event in question. But a workup for that should be done under his primary health insurance. Period. New paragraph on 5:26:21, an MRI arthrogram of the shoulder was done to be inserted here. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 6:08:21. Period. He reviewed this study and concluded Mr. Sayers believed he had reached maximum medical improvement at the shoulder. Period. He saw no indication for treatment with the pens. Period. He also thought Mr. Sayers was capable of working full duty. Period. They did discuss the new radicular pain down his arm and its causal relationship. Period. He was seen on 7:08:21 by Dr. Scharf, S-H-A-R-F, period. His impression was right shoulder impingement and instability. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgery. Period. New paragraph, he was also seen on 9:21:21 by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, period. He opined Mr. Sayers had 40% permanent partial disability at the right shoulder, period. He did not offer any estimate of disability involving the cervical spine, period. And put this where it belongs chronologically, he did receive chiropractic care from spinal care on the dates described above, period. Physical exam. General appearance at the outset, he showed the medical assistant he could raise his arm above his head. Paired extremities, upper, normal. Three, there was mild non-reproducible tenderness of the right acromion clavicular joint, but there was none on the left. Paired shoulder maneuvers, normal. Cervical, normal. And thoracic, normal. Impressions on 7:13:20. Victor Sayers was injured at work. Paired, he suffered some trauma while in a golf cart that had fallen. Paired, his symptomatic areas from the outset included only the right shoulder. Paired, he received conservative care from Dr. Levenstein, including therapy, injections, and an MRI of the shoulder. Paired, he saw Dr. Lipschultz, who had him undergo an MR arthrogram to be inserted here, period. Having reviewed this, Dr. Lipschultz concluded the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the shoulder. Paired, the new onset symptom of numbness in the arm was to be addressed through his primary care insurance. Paired, new paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Sayers to have full range of motion of the shoulders. Paired yet intact. Strength and sensation. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired yet a muscular physique, indicative of someone who remains physically fit. Paired. He also had full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired. The current symptoms he offers only come and go and are not continuous. Paired overall, he feels better, but is still in pain. Paired. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Paired.